We've just heard a hint of what the Liberians would find if they're forced to go back. One bright spot, Liberians elected Africa's first woman president nearly 2 years ago. But President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has faced huge challenges. 14 years of conflict have left her country a near wreck. NPR's West Africa correspondent Ophebia Quist-Arkton joins us now to give us a picture of Liberia today. Hello, Ophebia.
Good morning.
Now, we just heard Liberia's ambassador to the U.S. say that the country isn't capable of welcoming home the many who fled during the war years. Tell us more about what they'd find.
Indeed. I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of Liberians who fled to the United States, as we heard, to all over West Africa when the war was raging. And there's no way that this country that is now in its post-war phase can absorb all these tens of thousands of people. Not to talk about the remittances that many Liberians abroad are sending home. Liberia is in a state of reconstruction after the war. It needs everything from running water to electricity supplies to schools for everybody who would want to go to school, to hospitals, and even Monrovia, the capital, doesn't have full running water and electricity. That's not to talk of the hinterland, as the Liberians call it. So I think Ellen Johnson Sirleaf would love all Liberians to come home, but she has to say steady on, we can't do it all at once. This is a country that cannot possibly deal with all those returnees just now.
It has been 4 years, though, since the end of that war. Are stability and lasting peace still an issue there?
Very much so. There is peace, and for that, Liberians are grateful. After a brutal civil war that finally drove out the person who started it, Charles Taylor, who is now facing war crimes, actually for the war across the border in Sierra Leone. But the UN is still there. Liberia still has a huge peacekeeping force. So this is not a country that is standing on its own 2 feet. There is international goodwill. Liberia is potentially a very wealthy country. It has diamonds that were used to pursue the civil war, but it needs time to be able to stand on its own 2 feet. And that's the issue. The UN has now said it's going to start drawing down the peacekeepers from next year. Liberians are thinking of all these things: instability, stability, security, as well as jobs, unemployed youth, people who fought, former combatants. All these things have to be dealt with. So they feel that you can't pressure us, you can't push us, otherwise we may go down that slippery slope again.
Now, there was a huge excitement when Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was sworn in. How's she doing?
Justifiably, Africa's first woman president. You know, most people, I would say, would give her a reasonable scorecard between 8 and 10 out of 10. But she cannot do it alone. This is a country that needs international help still and will do for quite a while to come. So the Liberians we heard in Jennifer's report are in a way right, saying that, yes, we'd like to go home. But many people want to keep one foot in the U.S., one foot in Liberia, one foot in West Africa, elsewhere, one foot in Liberia, to see how things go and go home gently and slowly, not to be rushed home.
Ophebia, thanks.
Always a pleasure.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton.